You are listening to a sermon by Grace Newdorf, recorded on Sunday, November 29, 2020, at Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Thank you, Diane. It's been so lovely already to be together in our little squares, and yet the Spirit unites us with one another. And so as we listen and share around this spiritual table, my prayer is that you may be transformed in an unexpected way. Laura Erickson's invitation a few weeks ago is that a place of quiet and listening are so necessary to be awake and alert to the hearing, to the speaking to God, speaking into our lives. May we put aside our to-do lists, put our phones on mute, and sit at Jesus' feet. I invite you to hold out your hands in a posture of receiving as we join together in 1 minute of silence, imagining yourself in a quiet, peaceful place. It could be a beach, a bench, a mountaintop. Wherever it is, I invite you to take 3 deep breaths as we embrace a minute of silence. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And may you transform our hearts and renew our minds as we hold hands with you and one another in this sacred space today. Amen. Jesus' birth is found in 2 of the 4 Gospels, Matthew and Luke, the 3rd Synoptic Gospel, who are witness bearers of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Luke and Acts are separated only by the 4th Gospel, John, and some commentators hyphenate the 2 accounts and consider them as part of a single literary project covering approximately 60 years. The author, Luke, is a Gentile, identified as a physician and trusted companion of Paul, Colossians 4:14, 2 Timothy 4:11. Luke is an outsider, a misfit. And as Eugene Peterson indicates, Luke is the only Gentile in an all-Jewish cast of New Testament writers. He shows how Jesus includes those who are typically were treated as outsiders by the religious establishment of the day. Women, in Jewish law, women had no legal rights and were not regarded as persons, but a thing. Common laborers, sheep herders, the radically different, Samaritans, the poor. Luke does not view religion as a club, rather is inclusive of all, especially those in the margins of society. Peterson further invites us into the story of Luke as those who find ourselves on the outside looking in on life with no hope of gaining entrance. And who of us hasn't felt it? Now find the doors wide open, found and welcomed by Jesus. From Luke's perspective, we are all included. Zechariah and Elizabeth's story of miraculous conception cannot be separated from the Annunciation, the announcement from the angel to Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The focus of today's meditation is on Mary's inner and outward journey to her relative Elizabeth's house and their journey from isolation to connection. Mary knows her family story, the Holy Scriptures, and her yes to the angel's message sends her on a whole new trajectory. She doesn't miss the angel's message that her relative Elizabeth is also with child. While the angel did not instruct Mary to visit Elizabeth, Mary responds to the news by immediately going to visit Elizabeth. Without texting, emailing, or a Zoom chat, she believes the angel's message and sets out on a quest to Elizabeth's house. Mary embarks on a journey that takes her out of her familiar home in Nazareth, from Samaria to Jericho, then Jerusalem, and to a town in the Judean countryside, Ein Karam. What prompted Mary to make this trip? Was it fear of stigma of an unwed pregnancy? Who would believe her story of an angel? Perhaps sensing pending isolation, she took a chance on the angel's news, hoping for a soulmate. I have been imagining Mary and Elizabeth's journey this fall season as I have hiked and walked paths. I don't know why this part is always hard. Their story has become my story. This spiritual practice has helped me to connect with Mary in particular and Elizabeth in a deeper and profound way. I hope that this image will be helpful in imagining the journey that Mary and possibly Joseph embarked on. Janice has already alluded to the Good Samaritan, and recall that dangerous road, which is the setting of the parable of the Good Samaritan, which is between Jericho and Jerusalem. That dangerous road is part of the same section that Mary traveled. The distance from where Mary lived in Nazareth to the Judean countryside, I learned, is approximately 150 kilometers, a distance over rugged terrain skirting Samaria. To give perspective, for Jim and me to hike in the mountains for 15 kilometers over rugged, rocky terrain is a very long day, approximately 5 to 7 hours. So Mary listens to an angel, but only once, and lived on the words, prayers, and actions of others around her who went before her. Mary responds to the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled," and immediately sets out on a journey of liminality, where transformation takes place. Liminality is from the Latin word for threshold, the state of being betwixt and between, where the old world has been left behind, but we have not yet arrived at what is to come. Imagine yourself in that place, at a threshold, where you step out of what was and into the unknown of what will be. Each of you has had your own story. The death of a beloved relationship, the birth of a child or grandchild, saying yes to marriage, the sudden news of an unexpected diagnosis, an operation, retirement, empty nest, starting school, ending school, or a move to a new home or town, or a change in job, or isolation and loss of freedom due to COVID-19. Each one of those spaces is a change and requires stillness, reflection, and connection in navigating the change in the uncharted course of loss, change, and transition. Mary is in such a place. Her yes moves her out of a known world and towards something that is unknown. Mary crosses a threshold. Christine Walters-Paintner indicates that thresholds were important to the ancient Irish monks, whose wisdom guides us on this path. Thresholds are the space between when we move from one time to another, as in the threshold of dawn to daylight, or of dusk to dark, one space to another, as in times of inner or outer journeying or pilgrimage, and one awareness to another, as in times when our old structures start to fall away and we begin to build something new. The Celts describe thresholds as thin times or places, where heaven and earth are closer together, and the veil between worlds is thin. Mary's journey to Elizabeth would have provided her with the sacred space to wrap her heart and her mind around what she just said yes to. Her journey would have taken her a number of days and a physical reminder of what she was leaving behind as she traveled. In Elizabeth's silence and seclusion, the doorbell rings, an unexpected gift. I love this depiction, a watercolor painting by Corby Eisbacher. And I can only imagine the greeting between Mary and Elizabeth of love, surprise, and delight in one another, and the newfound joy of their unexpected news of the two divine births, Elizabeth in her old age and Mary, who was unwed. In this moment of meeting and greeting, Elizabeth blesses Mary. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And Mary responds in a song of praise. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Luke 1:56 was the verse that captured my heart as I imagined the love and care for one another in that sacred space. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. For 3 months, they shared one another's company, praising God for the two divine conceptions expressed in blessing and prayers and connection. John O'Donohue describes the Celtic understanding of friendship as anam cara. Anam is the Gaelic word for soul. Cara is the word for friend. So, anam cara is a person to whom you could reveal the hidden intimacies of your life. This friendship was an act of recognition and belonging. O'Donohue further indicates that in everyone's life, there is a great need for an anam cara, a soul friend. In this love, you are understood as you are without mask or pretense. Brené Brown defines connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. Mary and Elizabeth were soul friends and shared a deep, profound connection. No one would be able to understand what they were experiencing. Both of them shared pregnancies that were a direct result of God's divine hand upon them. Learning of my first pregnancy, I was working full-time and continued to work full-time until our daughter Elizabeth was born. A threshold to a new season in life, motherhood. There were maternity benefits to consider, and working to the due date was norm. Everything changed when I was pregnant. The career that I thought was so important now paled in comparison to the baby forming inside me. In this season, I longed for an Elizabeth, someone to come alongside me. And now notice that I did have soul friends and Elizabeths. You, PGIMF, and my family. My Aunt Margaret, who passed away 3 years ago, was also an Elizabeth. I can still hear her voice when I walked in the room. Grace, it's so nice to see you. I was loved unconditionally, without any mask or pretense. God has gifted me with many anam cara friends along the way, who have loved me and whom I have loved. The list is a long one. Henry Nouwen, in his book, Return of the Prodigal Son, The Story of Homecoming, as he describes his faith journey as it relates to the famous painting of Rembrandt of being the rebellious son, the younger son, the resentful son, the elder son, to, quote, father, and to live out his divine compassion in my daily life. He further indicates that no father or mother ever became father or mother without having been son or daughter. But every son and daughter has to consciously choose to step beyond their childhood and become father and mother to others. Noticing this morning, as I was rereading my meditation, in this season of my life, of being an Elizabeth to others, the gift of giving and receiving, I am truly blessed. So may you be blessed in your journey through Advent this year, as you allow time and space to be still and know that God is God, as you embrace a soul friend and dwell in the mystery and miracle of the season of waiting for the one who is to come. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.